and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Look at Bushy's numbers. Look at Saya's numbers. I mean, Carson Kelly's one of the best catchers in baseball right now. What Nico's doing is special. I think the bullpen guys, a couple bullpen guys that have sub-1 ERAs and a lot of innings thrown. So kind of you look across the board, there's a lot of guys who could be representing the Cubs in that game. And like I said, hopefully in the next week, some of those guys will be there.
That was Ian Happ talking about Say Suzuki and the All-Star game. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. A lot of good feedback and just discussion on our text line, 312-644-6767. When it came to the previous National League Player of the Week award and the discussion about the improvement of Michael Busch, and we shift gears a little bit. As I mentioned, All-Star break is next week. The All-Star game is as well. We still got programming for you on The Score, by the way. You know, we're doing fun stuff next week. Did you know that?
What kind of fun stuff are we doing, Layla?
We're replaying two of the pivotal games of the 2016 season.
Is it that time where we start talking about 2016 in hopes that 2025 will bring a bit of deja vu?
Well, I mean, we did that already. But if you want to relive the game that sent the Cubs to the World Series and then also Game 7, you can do that next week on The Score, which I think is pretty awesome. So make sure you check that out next week. Pat Hughes on the call, of course. And that was a lot of fun to just at least know that we're going to do that next week. As far as this week is concerned, I know you and Mark Rohde talked a lot about All-Star snubs. And that's the good thing when you're talking about a talented team in a talented National League. And I know you made the case for Michael Busch. The guy for me is probably Seiya Suzuki, given that he, as I feel, is still important. Leading the major leagues in RBI to me is still important because it's one thing to have ducks on the pond. It's another thing to get them out of the pond and send them home. Have you tried to keep your ducks in a row? It's not easy. Metaphorically, literally, or in Seiya Suzuki's case, from a hitting standpoint, but he's been answering. I make the case that nobody's actually become their best self this season more than him, thanks in part to having protection in the lineup. But the issue is, it's not just that. I also feel like his extra bases have also been incredibly better this season. He's got 21 doubles, 3 triples, 24 home runs, the 145 OPS. Like, that to me was probably the guy who should be a National League All-Star. The problem is he plays DH. So does Kyle Schwarber and Shohei Ohtani when he's not pitching.
So what's crazy about this is when you call someone and say they've been snubbed, my immediate response every single time is, tell me who they should replace who's currently been named to that at their position. That's the immediate response. And if you can't give me an overwhelming argument, not a, you know, they're on the same level, but an overwhelming argument, I'm like, is it a snub or is it just like that position was stacked?
And also it just comes down sometimes to the simplest of statistics, the long ball. Shohei Ohtani has 30 behind Cal Raleigh and only Aaron Judge. Then it's Eugenio Suarez, which I know we've been requested to stalk and we will do so before the trade deadline. Suarez has 28. Kyle Schwarber has 27. Then it is Seiya Suzuki, who now has 25. So I understand. I understand that sometimes it is simply those numbers, especially at DH, that bear it out. But unfortunately, for Seiya's case, I still think it's a snub given the respective. Like, if you look at the blind resume numbers, that's what it is. But is it a snub when you're talking about the National League? Like, that's the issue. The issue is the talent around you.
So you're saying you're okay with Seiya being behind Kyle Schwarber and Shohei Ohtani?
If there was an honorable mention, I'm good with the honorable mention behind 1 and 2.
If either of those guys got hurt between now and next Tuesday, Seiya Suzuki would be selected. I think we're both confident in that.
It's not just that. It's that if that's the company you keep, similar to us talking about Michael Busch and Zach Wheeler, yeah, I'm good with it. I'll take it. That not only gets you into the playoffs, that gets you competing in the playoffs. So I'm good with that every time. If you're comparing those bats and why, and Suzuki's still leading all of them with 77 RBIs compared to Aaron Judge at 74, Cal Raleigh with the same, Eugenio Suarez with the same, yeah, I'm good with it. Measure a couple of stats and put them together. The OPS is 880. If you told me that at past the halfway point of the season, that these would be Seiya Suzuki's numbers at the beginning of the year, I'd be thrilled.
But would you be like, oh yeah, that's definitely an all-star?
I would say those are all-star numbers. But the problem
they are
is,
all-star level numbers, yes.
But the problem is the final bosses of the National League.
Well, maybe the greatest player of all time. I'm not ready to declare that yet. But maybe the greatest player of all time plays your position as well. Let's start with that, with Shohei. You're not going to out... He also led baseball in votes. Like, he's not only better, but he's also more popular. And that's a thing. He's like the most popular player from his country. And he's also the most popular player in baseball because he can hit, he can pitch, he can do everything. He can go 50-50 on you.
Sometimes the merit actually balances the popularity.
And a lot of people, they kicked back at me yesterday because they were like, well, Michael Busch isn't a bigger snub because he's leading the league in RBS. There is precedent for this. You can look down the street, down the red line, if you will, on the south side. Frank Thomas had a year where he was leading the league in RBI. At the All-Star break, did not make the All-Star team. I remember when I was in Philly, Ryan Howard leading the league in RBI, did not make the All-Star team.
I believe the year that Jose Abreu led the league in RBI, he did make the All-Star team that year.
No, it's normally if you're doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm just giving you some examples along with obviously Hank Greenberg, who we talked about a little bit yesterday. It's a thing, but let's not act like it's never happened before. And usually it's who are you going up against? Like I remember for Ryan Howard, it's like, well, that guy Albert Pujols is pretty good.
There are some flaws in the award system in baseball as a whole. Like, for example, many times you're the MVP of the year prior.
Yes.
You get named MVP for not actually the current season, but the one you had the year before. And you can look back in history, especially I think in 2000 to 2010, I feel like you can especially make that argument just with some of the performances there.
Oh, I love
Other
it.
Other times, Gold Glove, for some reason, turns into an offensive award. We know that.
That's crazy.
We know that all too well.
It's crazy.
Not
how that
the
works.
Case with Ian Happ coming up at 11, but we know that that happens.
779 on the text line. Seiya obviously has a case. Michael Busch's case is just better. Based on the numbers, which he's better than, say, in a lot of categories, except for the raw, like, obviously, home runs and RBI. And that Matt Olson made it instead of him. Busch easily should be Freddie Freeman's backup. And you can make a case also that Busch is better than has been better than Freddie Freeman, but Freddie Freeman's more popular. And also 773, I don't care it's in Atlanta. I don't care Seiya is the DH. He should be on the roster and Acuna should be on vacation. Again, Acuna was voted in by the fans. My whole thing is this. If you get voted in by the fans, you get voted in by the fans. It's a game for the fans. The Cubs had their say. They got two of the outfielders. They had their say. Getting all three of their outfielders or two and a DH, you were never going to get a DH.
The Cubs are also represented in the way that is showing how they're offensively succeeding. Their outfield is what is performing and helping them win consistently. I'm not saying other people aren't chipping in. We just did an entire first segment making the case for one who is. And then additionally, Matt Boyd appropriately is an all-star.
He is the father that stepped up, as we have reminded you many times.
He's not the stepfather, he's the father who
has stepped up. And here on Raheem and Harris, we are taking that with us for the rest of the season, for the rest of his two-year contract, and maybe even beyond that if he gets some type of extension.
Also, I saw that moved over to Twitter. Like somebody did a graphic with Matt Boyd wearing that shirt, I believe. So I'm not...
I like that.
I like that it's at least gaining steam. Like, I don't need to be attributed. Like, the listeners don't need to be... Like, you guys actually are the ones who picked it up and ran with it. But the point is, we're not here to gatekeep. We're here to share information and have fun, so...
All right, Daddy Gang!
No, but listen. When Alex Cooper said that... Alex Cooper.
Feed my Frankenstein?
No. Listen, when she said that before she started her...
Man, Alex has changed quite a bit.
Her very interesting rendition of the seventh inning stretch, made strictly, obviously, for social media purposes and TikTok. When she did that, the first thought in my mind is, oh, she's acknowledging all the Matthew Boyd fans in the house on a night in which Matthew Boyd is pitching. That was my first thought.
Yeah, I'm fine with that and not references to Chris Ranji. That's better.
Oh, because, okay, yeah. Yeah.
I just want to race, Daddy.
Or Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, wow.
That's the quote from the movie 3. Do you remember that?
It came out on ESPN
about 15 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
Maybe 20 years ago.
No, I don't remember.
And that's what he says. He's like, I just want to race, Daddy.
Layla, go ahead. Call me daddy.
No. But no. At least we have the Alex Cooper soundbite to play.
The Daddy Gang works perfectly for all the Matthew Boyd fans.
All right, Daddy Gang.
Yeah, and if you're talking to the camera, then that is the case. I've just never heard anybody be that booed for singing the seventh inning stretch. That's what I came away from it with.
Did she deserve it?
Yes.
Thousands
yes, Robbie.
Of people said yes. It's conducting the seventh inning stretch.
I was like, so happy sang, of Cubs fans
we
doing
sang
that.
Two fans. Like, I don't care about the camera being on me. The camera's on me all the time, whether or not I want it to be.
I think it was the blatant lack of acknowledgement of fans, plus the way she started that song. Those two things.
Well, let's be clear. When you say the blatant lack of acknowledgement to the fans, you mean she didn't even face the fans
right.
because
and
she
also,
was doing this for like a like, video,
hey, you're
like
not
for social
at a,
media.
You're not at the Daddy Gang convention. You're at the Cubs game.
And she turned her back to Pat Hughes. Like she didn't even acknowledge Pat Hughes. That's the biggest thing that she did wrong.
What is this? 224. I can't wait to see how L-E-Y-L-A tries to define that terrible act. Only because they're, T-H-I-R, women too. Well, we're talking about it right now.
Oh, wait. They're saying because you're a woman, you can't criticize other women. Is that the
Yeah,
the,
a lot
the notion?
Of a lot of people say
Can
that.
Can I criticize their spelling and their difficulty
they think
dealing
they're
with...
trying to rile me up or something?
Homophones are tough. I get it. There. There's a lot of different ways you can go with
it's the same texter every time. We've blocked like 75 of his numbers and he thinks he's being slick.
Oh, you can just create a new number on, what is that, WhatsApp?
Google Voice, too. Like, it's so sad because like we don't keep track of that stuff. Like, sit down. Yeah, you're actually not talking to the Daddy Gang. You're talking to the Cubs fans. But I'm familiar with the podcast.
Maybe she was addressing because... The sad yet great thing about her rendition is it wasn't on marquee, so it wasn't televised. It was just on social media and in the ballpark.
But she's laughing all the way to the bank. I think she's cool.
Oh, yeah, she's
I think
got
she's
money.
Cool with the consequences of what happened.
I didn't know anything about her beforehand, but now I know. Yes, she is rich. She is wealthy.
Yeah, I mean history making in the podcast.
Yes. I 847, the Layla Slanders would be very upset if they could read.
I don't know how to explain this to you, but there's a lot of people who either lie about what I say to make up stuff to feel better about themselves, like that example, or they just like think that saying stuff like that is going to make me mad. No, it just makes you look strange.
847, I'm Sox fan and even thought that stretch was SMH. That's all caps, shaking my head. Imagine that was someone's first game at that, and that moment was just a joke for
her. But see, here's my
Sean
issue.
And Charlotte.
We're now talking about that instead of, say, Suzuki's production in an incredible National League.
All right, Daddy Gang.
So, like, for me, I'd rather be talking about the guys who step up than the person who, A, is laughing all the way to the bank, and B, has also created her own obvious space in media.
Like, she got us to talk about
I'm
it, right?
I'm just a big there's room for everybody person, so that's how I feel about it. But yeah, that you're singing with the fans. Like, to me, it's about being with the fans. But that's my own take. So yeah, but I have a lot less money than she does.
Listen,
millions less, actually.
Credit to her. In a capitalistic society, she has worked the system successfully. I'm still trying to figure the system out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and also, it's kind of like parking. That's what I said earlier about the stretch. There's always going to be somebody who does it better than you, and there's always going to be somebody who does it worse. That's all I care about.
Okay, I'm with that.
Yep. So that's how I feel.